tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, Kardashian fans, welcome into the AfterBuzz TV Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. Right here on AfterBuzzTV.com, we are streaming live right now, so if you're on YouTube, you can watch this. And we are also, of course, on iTunes, the podcast version, and if you're watching this not live after the fact, you can subscribe on YouTube as you watch this. Catch every Kardashian After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV every Sunday night. I'm Bobby DeMiro. That is Stefan Wallace. Across the way from me, Stefan, what's going on?
Hey, hey, I'm chilling. I'm excited to be in the building with you.
Thank goodness it's you and no Frankie and no Sterling and no Nick. They're all out of town. They'll be back next week and the week after and stuff and whatever. So, you know, we got to...
Yeah.
It's better when you're here because I feel like we can get real about the Kardashians.
Let's get real.
It's not
today.
Just, oh, Kim is so pretty. We got to... Let's talk about life things.
Yeah.
So, okay, I want to start. Let's jump right in. We got a lot to talk about and we're going to talk a little about Bruce again later.
Yeah.
That's a big story that's going to linger for a while, I think.
Of course.
But let's start with Kylie. Kylie is, what, 9 years old? No, seriously, she's not even 18 yet.
She's a baby.
And she's buying a house.
She's buying a house. She actually is requesting to be fully in a home by the time she's 18.
I don't begrudge success. And I would love at 18 to have been in her position to buy a home in Calabasas, which if you're not in L.A., is a very nice community.
Yeah.
That's all great. There is something to be said, though, aside from the goofy storyline where she didn't know about HOA fees.
Right.
Because she must be kind of an idiot. Aside from that storyline.
Or she's a kid, though.
But that's the thing. If you're a kid who's going to buy a house, you got to know this.
Right.
You got to do your research.
Sure, sure, sure.
When Kim Kardashian drops a reality bomb on you, something went very wrong.
Right.
But there's something to be said when you're 17, 18 years old. Even if you're rich, you got to go through life the way that an 18-year-old goes through life as best you can.
Sure.
To be kind of a well-adjusted human being. When we were 18, what were we doing? You were going to college, or you were living with a roommate, or you were living, whatever the situation was, and you were eating a lot of mac and cheese, and you were, you know, you were like ordering cheap pizza. And she doesn't need to go that far because she's wealthy, and that's great.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between doing what a normal 18-year-old does to become a well-adjusted adult.
Yeah.
And buying a home at 18 in Calabasas, which is full of 50-year-olds. She's missing, you know, five steps here.
Which is obviously going to be a party home, you know, because what else can she do there? It's not like...
There's nothing to.
She's raising a family or, you know, there's a husband involved. This is literally where all of her girlfriends that are not thinking about college, because that's not even a subject matter right now. That's not even a topic of conversation. All of her girlfriends and their boyfriends, you know, 25 and up, will be like basically crashing at this place.
Yes.
Somebody's going to get pregnant.
Yes.
At Kylie's house.
Yeah. And somebody, and poor Kris Jenner, whatever security guard or whomever she hires to demand this situation, God bless that man or woman, because they're in for it, you know?
Yeah.
And Kylie, I mean, you know, there haven't been scandals with her. Like, she hasn't gone off the rails. This is just a normal 18-year-old. You know, she doesn't have any huge problems.
Sure, yeah.
But
she's
going to do what 18-year-olds do, and that poor, you know, executive assistant or handler, whoever that is. But you miss steps. Like, I mean, I look at this and it just, she's beyond her years, and I don't mean that in a good way. It's great that she can get an investment if she wants to buy it for the investment thing and maybe live elsewhere or whatever. But you gotta live like a young person. You know, at what we're doing right now, the way that we're living, the way that people in our situation are living, right now I look at it and I'm like, gee, I'd love to have a house like Kylie.
Yeah.
That'll come one day, you know, whether from entertainment or whatever.
Sure.
When you do the right things, that'll come.
Right.
But today is not the day. You'll look back on the moments that, you know, we and viewers have. Think about when you were 20, if viewers who are older than 25 or whatever, think about when you were 25 or 20, what you were doing. it might have been crappy at the time, but looking back on it, most people are going to say, you know what? I'm glad I had that experience. It helped me grow into the person that I am today, right, or it right. taught me this or that or whatever.
You become a well-rounded individual.
It's,
yeah.
And it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing you cannot repeat. And that's not just college. Even if college weren't for her, it's just living those years
sure.
As a 18-year-old as opposed to being a 18-year-old going on 40.
And you can't pay for that kind of education. You
and,
know?
And you won't get it back. When she turns 40 and has an identity crisis and wants to be younger,
right.
you can't go backwards.
Sure.
It's not going to happen.
Can't happen. The other thing I'm thinking about is, you know, how much influence she has over this younger generation. And, you know, because you saw the whole Kylie Jenner lip challenge and all that stuff. They'll literally mindlessly do anything she says, yeah. you know, or does to try and mimic that lifestyle. How difficult is that for young ladies and young men? Because there was boys on there doing the Kylie Jenner lip challenge, boys. Anyway, how difficult is that for these kids? They're like expecting or wanting to have a lifestyle that's unrealistic for their parents. So their parents are under all this pressure. They're going, look, I can't. There's no way that you're getting a house. You're not even getting an apartment. You know,
you're going to get a Geo Metro for $900,
and you're going to work for it.
Yeah, you're going to pay your own insurance.
Oh man,
absolutely
something. So it's just, I mean, all that pressure now on these kids to be a Jenner.
It's interesting to see these. Yeah, it's interesting to see these. All the girls get older because as Kim and Khloe and Courtney get older, they transition into being adults, and I feel like. Especially Kim and Courtney, but Khloe too, even though she's not married, doesn't have kids, she's sure. on a different path, but all three of them have transitioned well.
Yeah.
Now, with Kylie and Kendall, they are kind of the, for lack of a better term, the aspirational teenagers for way too many people. And, yeah. and in some ways, that's good if you want to look like them or act like them. I can understand the appeal, obviously, but in some ways, those are aspirations that 99.99% of the people who follow them will never, ever
see.
And yeah. it's the hard truth. It's not, we're not being haters, you know. We're
sure,
not.
No.
It's just the way that it is. And,
yeah.
and I, you know, Kim's fans or people our age who follow this or whatever,
yeah.
you know, 20, 25, 30-year-olds are smart enough to understand, hey, I can fantasize about
right.
this. I can enjoy this, but I know that this is
a
not going to be my
is
life.
Unrealistic.
A 14-year-old, I think it's a little different. You know,
and they believe they can have this.
Exactly.
They're believing this, you know, and it's not to say everybody, but I mean, there's like a one percentile that's actually going to be rich and famous, so to speak, or whatever.
Yeah.
So the other 99, you know, unfortunately, are falling off the cliff. I do want to say, though, I sensed a little bit of shade from Kendall. I don't know if you felt that, too, and they didn't go into it too much because they tried to keep it light. But, I, you know, they're kind of like the thing one and thing two in
yeah.
the Dr. Seuss comments, which that's probably far too old for those of you who love them to even know what I'm talking about.
Dr. Seuss doesn't have a Twitter account. Just don't even, yeah, just forget about it.
You know, they came as like a package deal. Then here goes Kendall, becomes this model, has this career. She launches off into the deep, and she's doing her thing. She's kind of a woman now. She's only 19, right?
Yeah.
So, and now along comes Kylie. I guess she wants to do the same things, but what job does Kylie have?
I was going to wonder the same thing. And I know she has interests. They wrote the book together. Her and Kendall wrote that book and stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess Kylie has financial interests. I'm sure she has products like everyone else does or is part
yeah.
of that cash
yeah.
cow. But Kendall has a career.
Right.
a big yeah. one. And Kylie does not. And she doesn't need to. She's 17. That's fine.
Right. We're not, no pressure. But
they are. Yeah. I always wonder about them competing with each other or feel like they're going to compete with each other.
A little bit. Yeah.
Because if they are, and that's not to say they are, but Kendall's winning.
Of course.
You know, and she's got 2 years on Kylie.
Yeah.
But this move for Kylie is almost a trump card in a way. If you look at it through that paradigm is almost a trump card in a way, because this is Kylie saying, oh, Kendall, you're a model. Well, I just bought a home.
Right.
I'm living in a community of families. Uh-huh. Why?
She's like, why are you living there? Why would she ever move there? I was like, oh, okay.
It's like that.
Say it to her face. That's your sister, you know? But, I sense a little bit of shade there. Should be fun.
Why do you set that scene up with Kendall and Chloe and then Chloe and Kylie?
Right.
Instead of just Kendall and Kylie.
They should be tight like thieves, you know, but I don't know. Whatever. There's something there.
The whole thing is just, I don't begrudge success. If you got the money to do it, do it. And if you look at it as an investment, she says, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to fix it up. I'm going to sell it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, go for it. Whatever. If real estate becomes a thing, sure.
Yeah.
Or interior design or whatever the interest might be. It's just from a lifestyle perspective, at 17, be a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Be a 17-year-old. And I know you'll never be a normal one because of your family and your fame and your money. So that's fine. But you can still kind of be normal.
Right, right.
Do 17, 18-year-old kid things. Because when you're 30, you're going to still try to be 17. When you're 40, you're going to still try to be 17. And then it's going to get old.
Yeah, and then, it's going to look bad.
Then people are going to make fun of you. I mean, that's the joke.
Yep.
That's why people make fun of, like, the Real Housewives shows. Because those women are way too old to be acting how they're acting.
Yeah.
You know? And then Kylie Jenner's going to show up on one of those shows one day if this kind of stuff continues. It all connects. It does.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Do you think that Kris pushes a lot of this? I mean, I always feel like she's the puppet master. You know, her agenda's first. But she said a lot about, you know, I really want you to do this, Kylie. I think this is a good investment. You know, blah, blah, blah. And it was Kris's push still.
I think Kris does push a lot of it. And I think Kris pushes it from her own perspective, which is financial.
Okay.
She's the business manager. She's the financial manager. This is, you know, the momager. And so she looks at this from Kylie's financial perspective and say, hey, she can build a ton of credit.
Yep.
She can have good whatever real estate investment. She can have a portfolio. All true things. She's not necessarily looking at it from a lifestyle perspective.
Right.
You know, Kylie, if you want to do this, go buy a condo in West Hollywood.
Right.
You know, go buy something in the hills, which is much closer to the social scene. Wherever you want to be, go buy something in New York.
Sure.
If you got the money to do it, because a Calabasas home's not going to be cheap.
Right.
You know.
But they may have ties there, so it may be smart of Kris to keep it in that Calabasas area.
To keep, like, an eye on her. Yeah. I'm amazed that they haven't changed, excuse me, that they haven't changed Calabasas to K, Calabasas. You know?
Calabasas don't steal that.
that's just material I've been working on. I'm here till Tuesday. I'm not in a bad mood today.
No.
But this show made me feel like I want to be a 50-year-old, like, lecturing these girls.
Yeah.
And this was the first storyline. This was the biggest storyline to me with this, because Kylie says, this is a quote from the show.
Yeah.
Quote, talking about buying a house. I think you just know when you're buying a house, you just know if it's the one. How the hell do you know that? You're 17.
How do you know that? How do you know?
You're 17.
Oh.
You don't know that?
Yeah.
You've never bought a house? You may... What are you talking about?
I think she's merely mimicking behavior that she's seen from her sisters.
Yeah.
So she's echoing anything that she's ever heard them say or how she's seen them stand. She even... I watch her body language as they walk through the house. I can't even do it, but there's like a body hold that she does that's the same as I watched Courtney do it years ago for years and years. I've seen Chloe do it and, you know, even Kim. So she's a little drone, clone.
and that's what's so weird. The aspirational thing about kids aspiring to be Kylie and Kendall. Kylie and Kendall have an aspiration to be Chloe, Courtney, Kim.
Yeah.
It still connects, you know, there's the transitive thing.
Yeah.
It still connects, which is so crazy. And I get it, but, you know, Kylie, be a kid.
Mm.
Like, go be a kid. I would rather hear the stuff about Tyga and all those rumors about Kylie and Kendall hanging out with Kris Brown and Tyga or whatever, you know, whatever is going on. As weird as that stuff is, and we can, you know, we'll leave Kris Brown alone, but let's be honest. As weird as all that stuff is, I would rather hear that than buying a home.
Right.
Because that, to me, says she's being a teenager. This is what kids do. Kids do dumb stuff.
Sure.
you know, she has a mom and a team around her as best we can see that will nip this in the bud and tell her when she needs to get focused. This is a kid being a kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's her and Scott are at opposite places. Scott's being a kid when he should be being a dad.
Yes.
And we'll talk about him in a second.
Oh,
and
okay.
Kylie.
I thought it was the transition, baby. I was like, Bobby's on fire.
No, but that's the thing. Scott is still trying to be a kid, still trying to party, and he's, you know, 33 or whatever. Kylie is 17 going on 18, and she's like, well, I got to buy a house and have an investment, and I want to paint the walls. What? No. Go to a club. Do something dumb.
Yeah.
Like, yell at a parking attendant. I mean, don't really, you know.
Sure.
All the parking attendants out there, don't get abused. But do something stupid like that. You hear these stories from people all the time.
Yeah.
Do something mindless. Don't hurt anybody. But do a stupid thing. Get in the tabloids. Let, you know, TMZ dress you down for 2 days. Everybody will forget about it. You'll come out with a PR thing, and then you'll move on with your teenage life. Don't buy a home.
I don't know. I kind of think this is her doing something stupid.
Maybe.
But, I mean, I think this is going to be her tabloids. This is, I'm telling you, this will be the party house. So just like Bieber got his little crib when he was
in Calabasas, right?
He had
one in Calabasas,
okay.
I thought. Yeah.
Where he was driving, speeding through.
Yeah, yeah. So, that was the one where Terrell Owens in a Prius told him to slow down. Have you heard about that story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the house, I think. Yeah.
So, I mean, so this area is it knows this type of teen ruckus.
And it was, I'm sorry, it was Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn, yes, it wasn't Terrell.
Another
Terrell
former
Owens
wide
came
receiver.
For Calabasas. Yeah. Shout out to T.O. though. He all right. He on his way back up.
But it was Keyshawn Johnson. So you've got, not to get off topic, but to do the replay, you've got Justin Bieber in a Ferrari or Maserati?
Ferrari.
Driving like a maniac. And
a
Keyshawn Johnson, who, for people unfamiliar with his NFL career, like Terrell Owens, very outspoken, mean a lot of times, you know, mean to the press, mean to his teammates. Had kind of a off, you know, the field streak of issues. Keyshawn Johnson's driving a Prius.
Completely changed his life. He's now an adult.
And steps out and says, you need to slow down, son.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. That could definitely happen to Kylie.
I'm telling you, this will be here. We'll hear a lot more from this house.
I just hope
than you think.
I hope Keyshawn Johnson's involved. I'm just going to go on the record and saying that. I hope Keyshawn Johnson is the neighbor and he's calling the cops every 3 days.
Oh man!
I hope we get a cops show like the reality show, and it's Cops Calabasas, and they drive up to a noise complaint, and Keyshawn Johnson's there in his white undershirt. You know, because that's what everybody wears on Cops, and he's yelling at Kylie. And I just, anyways, okay, let's talk about
kids.
Let's talk about Scott before this gets just somewhere we don't want it to be.
Scott.
What the hell do you say about Scott? It's one thing to party as we've seen him party. It's another thing to party, you know, at least within the couple weeks after your third child was born.
Right.
It's bad enough when she's like 7 months pregnant and you're like, dude, you should probably be around the home. It's worse when the kid's
born now. The kid is here.
What are you doing? Especially when you have, and as far as we know, Courtney's never had any problems, but there's so many psychological things postpartum with women, and so many women struggle with stuff after birth. And psychological stuff, but also exhaustion from working their ass off for the first couple months this human is alive.
Yeah, yeah.
You need, if you can have the partner there, which they do with Scott, you got to be there.
Yeah.
Period.
Take a load off. Help.
You
can't, toe the line.
You can't go clubbing at 11 a.m.
I felt like I'm looking at Scott. It opens with this Scott, and he's drinking, and it's daytime, and he's out of his mind. And I said, oh, okay, they're really pushing this and setting this up. Scott's acting here.
I thought he had to be acting. I don't think so.
But as it went on, I was like, yo, this dude's really raging out of his mind. He's really got an issue.
And he's a mad drunk. We don't see him a lot like this because usually we see him in clubs or he does something dumb or he'll do a stupid action. We heard him talk more. You know, on the spinoff in the Hamptons, we saw one episode, I remember, where he was that mad drunk and they were kind of yelling at each other. And he was on the ground and she was on the balcony, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So we kind of saw some of that.
She wouldn't let him in the house.
Yeah, she wouldn't let him in the house in the Hamptons. So we saw a little bit of that. Today, we saw, like, mad drunk, really disheveled looking.
Yeah.
The look in his eyes, I don't know how to describe it. I'm probably reading too much into it. But it's, like, it's black. This just it's empty. It's like
it was gone. It wasn't all there anymore.
I mean, it's not like demonic, but it's down that road. It's just something weird is going on, and that tells you that there's just so much more of a psychological issue behind it, obviously. But there's so much deeper stuff in there than, hey man, let's go dune buggying. You'll get better. You won't drink anymore if we go dune buggying.
I know what you need. Bruce.
You're an adrenaline junkie? Well, great.
Oh, my goodness.
You pour out that bottle, we'll give you a dune buggy. Everything will be great. And every time you feel like you want to drink, you drive 3 hours to Pismo Beach and abandon the kids anyways.
And still not be with your kids and your wife. Or
girlfriend. Partner, they say now.
Or what is it after so many years? You become
like common law. Common law, for sure. I don't know what the years is, if California has the same thing. But
I think it's 7.
Well, then they're there. Haven't they been together for like 8 years?
They have to be.
It's been a while. Because Mason's, you know, what, 4 or 5?
Around there.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
They've crossed the common law.
I'm interested how you know that it's 8 years so quickly.
A friend of mine, whom we won't name, found that out.
Did he find that out at 7 years and 11 months or at 8 years and 1 month?
He was actually 9 years in, and you know, we were talking about it over poker, and he's like, man, you know, I'm common law married.
So actually, tell me about this then. If they were to break up with the kids in a common law situation, which we think they're in, but we don't know. But if they are,
I think you can still get child support and all that stuff.
That's what I was wondering.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm surprised that, you know, we just talked about Kris Jenner with Kylie. And Kris might be driving this and is such a business person. I'm surprised Kris doesn't have an out with Courtney in this relationship to say, how will we financially protect you? You, I would think, make a lot more money than Scott. Hmm. How do we protect you in this situation? Maybe they do and they haven't publicized it and there's something going on. But it's interesting to think about that I'm sure Kris has thought about this and
Absolutely.
Said, wait a second. This guy has so many problems. You have 3 kids together. This is not a joke. And this is not even Chloe and Lamar when they split and that happened because they didn't have kids together.
No kids.
They were new.
Yeah.
This is very different.
Yeah.
This is not. I mean,
it's actually upsetting for me to watch Scott here because of the kids.
Yeah.
To see how cute the kids are, not even if they weren't cute kids, still you made these babies. You know,
they do not deserve the issue that is going on.
Right.
Yeah.
They need their dad.
Yeah.
They need their dad, and you know, I'm gaining all this respect for Courtney, whom I felt like for so long was such a, you know, a biatch. You know, I feel like she's got to do what she's got to do. She's living like a half single mom, 3 babies, and one is an infant. More power to her.
I that was the thing I took away today, too, more than anything. I agree with you about gaining respect for Courtney. After the spinoff in the Hamptons, Courtney came across terribly.
Absolutely.
And Scott has his issues, and he's certainly no angel, but I was like, Courtney, you're smothering everybody.
Yeah.
You killed this show. You made it unwatchable. I hate to say that. Courtney made that season absolutely unwatchable. Now, after a few weeks of this on this series, on the main series here, I'd grown sick of Courtney, and I was like, dude, you got to get rid of him. You know, you got to do something. You cannot let this keep happening. We were very frustrated with her last week on the show.
Yeah.
Now that I've heard her speak about this, and she said something along the lines of, I can't leave a person at their lowest.
Yeah.
Flip the way that I look at her and the situation.
Sure.
And realize that I think Courtney is sort of the mindset that you just got to live to fight another day. Yeah. You know, do what you can today. Figure out. Do whatever you can to make whatever okay today, because it's not about her and him anymore. It's about the kids.
Absolutely.
Do whatever you got to do, and we'll figure out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there will come a point where she says, okay, enough's enough.
Right.
But until that point, it's at least interesting to see her say, I can't give up on him now, because if I do, more or less, if I do, who's going to be around? You know, he loses me, he loses Chloe, he loses this whole family.
Yeah.
His mom and dad have already died, very close proximity to each other, and he's still dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's got friends, and I'm sure he's got other family members, but it's like, he's going to lose a whole chunk of people if she walks away.
Yeah.
And go lower, I would think.
Absolutely. I don't know if he would be able to dig himself out of that. I mean, you know, he said everything sounds perfect, but it just doesn't feel good inside. And
yeah.
I my heart broke for him, you know, a little bit, because I look at his life, and while I'm watching it, I'm like, Scott, you guys, they're playing with millions of dollars in their bank accounts, you know, so you don't want to feel sorry for these guys because it's rich people problems. But it's still, he's a human being, and he's suffering, and he's going through it.
And it's Bruce, in Bruce's interview on the, you know, the other Friday, when he said, you know, all these Kardashian shows, and I was the one with the story. I had the serious story, you know. That's like that with Scott. We talk about, you know, Kim doing this and Kylie buying a house. Talk about rich people problems.
Right,
and all these things like this. And then Scott has alcoholism, possibly mixed with whether, you know, Courtney depression. Mentioned highs and lows, whether it's depression or bipolar. Whatever it is, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, there's something there mixed with this serious alcoholism. That's a serious story.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. There, you know, his bank account for that doesn't matter. The rest of this, stupid.
Yeah.
But for him, it's so terrible to watch him do this. And I think the other thing he said today, this is not how I wanted my life to turn out, is something that I think a lot of addicts say, at least in my experience hearing from other people. They're like, look, I know that I am frustrating, pathetic, what, you know, fill in your blank, whatever it is.
Right.
They know this about themselves. They're not immune to thinking that they're, you know, they understand that this is not ideal.
Right.
But it speaks to that there's so much more going on there than Scott being like, oh, let me change my life, which is also why the dune bugging is so damn disrespectful. It's worse than irrelevant. It's so disrespectful because it says to Scott, hey, man, come away for the weekend. You've already ditched your wife, girlfriend. So come away for the weekend. Let's go dune buggying with Bruce, who you've never really had like an amazing bond with.
Yeah.
Let's go dune buggying with Bruce just to get him in the show, and then you'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? What? How? I
don't know. I think that's when the production comes in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out how to fill this and what to do. It's got to be incredibly difficult to live through a situation that you're suffering with on camera.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So he's here. It's how do you even face it when we're all watching? You know, it's different if it was personal and they were all huddling up at home and they're like, okay, we got to intervene here. We need Scott. Let's sit down. But anytime they sit down, we're sitting down. So you don't even know how to be vulnerable for real.
Yeah.
Because the cameras are there, you know?
Yeah. But, again, this is what he signed up for. He signed up for it a long time ago.
Yep.
You know? And at some point, you either need to leave the show or you need to use the show as a tool, which I think Bruce has realized with his story.
Yeah.
That, you know, Bruce was never really into the whole reality thing in general, but he's having his docuseries about the transition this summer. And I think that's part of what he realized to say, you know what? If I'm having this issue, I mean, it's not an issue for him. If I'm having this life change, I should say, why don't I film it and use what I've been given, the realm that I am in, and use it positively?
Absolutely.
You know? Scott could certainly do the same thing. I know his is going to be, in a weird way, more private than Bruce's transition, I think.
And I think he could still do it.
I think he could, too.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of actually committing to the rehab and all the places that, all the things and the steps that need to happen, instead of deciding one day he's not going to drink and then the next day he drinks and the next day he doesn't. This is part of, he's going through the struggle still, you know. Dune bugging is not going to make a damn difference.
He's going to have to do something drastic too, because didn't he go to Costa Rica to like the pretend rehab?
Yep, that was a joke.
And so now we're not going to take him seriously unless it's something very, very dramatic.
Yeah.
So, Scott, get well. We need you.
Seriously, because when he's on, he's hilarious. He's
great.
Sharp.
He's great.
He's perfect.
Favorite character on the show.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. And when he's off today with that drinking, when he was drinking in the backyard at 11 a.m., that was scary.
Yeah.
You don't know if he's going to like hit somebody. You don't know if he's going to hurt himself. And we haven't seen him drunk a ton. They would, you know, Chloe and Khadija or Malika or whatever, I'm sure we're more comfortable with him because they probably know how he is.
They've seen it before.
But that's still scary. You really never know.
Right.
You know, especially with the mental state he's in, being kicked out of his home. You know, we don't see him with the baby. Now, we haven't seen the baby on the show at all. We just saw a picture. So maybe they don't want to show those moments anyways on television. But even so.
And, you know, we only get to see so much with reality TV. Courtney says that he is an amazing father.
Towing the party line. Is that part of the problem? Last question about Scott. When Courtney says things like that, I'm sure they help lift him back up. I'm sure, there's a benefit to doing that. But is that part of the problem? Should she just tell it like it is and say, dude, get your ass home? You know, it's too PR speak to me. Oh, right, well, right. Well, Scott is an amazing father. We value his contributions in this family. Do you do him a disservice when you say that?
It's so weird. I don't know how to answer that, because I mean, when I do Love and Hip Hop, there are some horrible men on that show that I have to talk about, and their baby mamas, they say stuff like, well, you know, he's a really great dad, though. And I'm like, when and where does this happen? Because all the stuff we see is like complete shit, you know?
Yeah.
But maybe that's how it is. Maybe we just can't see it all.
And I'm cool with, and the refrain, and we use a lot on the show, is, oh, but this is just what we see on camera.
Right.
I know we have to say that. But we see on camera a very specifically chosen story. Mm-hmm. And we take that at face value because we don't have anything else. We have to.
Right.
So what we're taking at face value is, we don't see a ton of Scott being a father. We see very brief clips of him doing this and doing that and talking to Mace and stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not like that's a focus. It's never been a focus.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we left with?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he wakes up in the middle of the night and flies to Aspen. You never know what he may do. Good dad.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. Let's move on to Kanye. Maybe a better dad. Hey, let's talk about this music video with North. I hate to burst everybody's bubble.
Uh-oh. Well, first off, I can't wait to see this music video. I haven't seen it yet.
I can wait to see this music video. I can wait the rest of my life and my next one.
Really?
Yes. Whatever I come back reincarnated as, I can wait that whole life too. if it's a tree or a turtle. Okay, here's the thing. I like that they can do this, and if you're an artist with a platform and you have a child, you can do these things and you're afforded that ability, and that's great.
Yeah.
And I like the non-traditional shooting it on his iPhone. I'm sure that's a really cool. I'm sure they did
really
something
dope.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's all fine. What I hate is child worship.
Okay.
And this idea that parents nowadays, more so than in the past, not exclusively to nowadays, but more so than in the past,
yeah,
parents of you know, the people who raised our generation and people who are raising very young children now, this next generation born in the 2000s, there's too much child worship. Your kid is not special. Your kid does not deserve to be put on a pedestal over any other kid. Your kid is a smelly brat like every other smelly brat that exists. And I know I'm going to get a lot of flack from people who are younger who don't understand this.
Right.
But when you worship your child, and when you are a narcissist, which Kim and Kanye both certainly are, when you are two narcissists raising a kid, that kid is going to turn out entitled as fuck. And I know that he's going to anyways because it's Kanye West kid, so
right.
Of course she will. But anybody who's doing this, even quote-unquote normal people who are doing this kind of child worship, are going to raise an entitled kid who, when they hit the real world and they don't get the job and they don't make the team and they don't get the A, do not know how to cope with that kind of crap. And then you have helicopter parents. And I just realized I sound like a 75-year-old wailing about society, but I'm not wrong.
Well, We live in a social media, Facebook generation, right? Facebook, Instagram, all these different social media sites have made it so that if you notice, everybody's kid has a photo shoot every week. So this is what generation we're in. We got you. The second thing is, I mean, if I want to say something about the video, the only reason why I don't have an issue with Kanye's video, and I'm looking forward to it, and I love that North is in it, it's because of the subject matter of it. So it's Donda West, his mom, she's passed away, didn't get an opportunity to see North.
Yeah.
Wasn't there for this whole thing. So it's kind of that he's making that connection, you know, and shooting like this this rugged on the camera phone video that's like realistic in real life. I don't know. I dig the song. And I understand what the song's about. And I like North being in it.
You know what would be an amazing way to make that connection? Shoot the video and show it to about 100 of your closest friends and family members. Not the world.
Well, You also got to make, you got to sell it.
That's the problem. That's on top of this narcissism is you're mixing your art and your life, which you have to, every artist will. But there's a point where you cross a line, and I don't know if this crossed the line in that regard, but for me, it's just, it's the narcissism and the child worship and North. You know, Kim says something today. Kim, where did I have the quote? I think I wrote this down. Oh, Kim says while they're shooting the video, quote, "It's so crazy how she, like, loves to be outside." It's a kid!
Crazy. That was crazy. I'm sorry, but... Okay.
It's a child,
that's
man!
That's Kim. That's Kim. Let's not fault Kanye. That's Kim, who I think is... I don't want to say what I think, Kim, but, you know, yeah, she did. She really said that.
It's a kid. Of course, it's exploring the world.
It's grass, it's trees, it's nature.
This is like the third time she's been outside in her life.
Yeah.
Of course she wants to be outside.
And is so excited about it. Like, this is a whole new experience.
But that's, you know, that's the thing. And she said, and Kim, when she was hiding behind that tree, she's like, "I don't want North to, like, see me and run over and, like, slip in the mud." Well, A, who cares if her clothes get ruined? I know they're expensive. Nobody gives a damn. B, and this is more important, kids are supposed to slip in the mud. Kids are supposed to.
No, but I think she's talking about more or less for the shoot. If you mud up the clothes, and you know, we can't
either
get
way.
The next shot.
But that's either way. If you mud up the clothes, kids are going to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Alexis, do we have somebody to talk?
Nick is in the chat watching you guys live right now.
All right, hey, what's up, Nick?
And he wanted to say, tell the guys they're killing it, and I wish I could have been there. Sad face.
Well, it didn't have to do with Kanye, but all right. So Nick Grava, of course, he'll be back, I believe, next week. He was supposed to be here this week.
Oh, yeah.
I told him you were coming to host with us, and he said, "Oh, sorry, I'm busy. I can't do it."
Oh, wow. Thanks, Nick. Jeez.
No, but look.
I'd love to meet him, this guy.
This is Nick would agree with me on this. Yeah. He would be right here with us. This is that thing with child worship. That if the kid falls, A, it's not going to ruin the video because kids fall and they get dirty. I scraped everything. I broke bones. I did all kinds of crap. And look how I turned out. Apparently crotchety old man, but I would think relatively normal.
Right.
Like,
That's this generation, though. You said helicopter parents. They love to hoover. They love to, protect. They're insulated, all these kids, from anything in life.
And that's terrible.
It's horrible. I agree. I did love to watch daddy and daughter in the video together with their boots on. She's playing with his boots. I told you I was going to get a little female on you.
Oh, okay, Sterling.
I thought it was cute. Very cute. Good job, Kanye. I loved it.
All right, Sterling.
Sterling doesn't do the show when I'm here, by the way. I already know how that works, Sterling. Thanks.
All right, let's move on to news and gossip.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, two things. First one, very quick. Brody is apparently still bitter at Kim. Oh, we got the photo up on the screen now. Brody put up this picture of him and his girlfriend Caitlin Carter. She is on his right in the black dress, as well as his bro Brandon. The caption read at a wedding. The caption read, "Look, Caitlin Carter and I finally get to go to a wedding together." That, of course, is a shot at Kim. For not letting him go to the Kanye wedding with his girlfriend. He deleted that, you know, within minutes. But Brody, let it go. Let it go. The best revenge, Brody, if you love this girl, marry this one and then don't invite Kanye to your wedding.
How do you not invite Kim and Kanye, though? They're icons. I hate to say it, but it's the truth.
We don't have enough time for me to disagree with you. okay, now this is the one I want you to. You were gonna like this.
All right,
Steve Harvey. I went and looked on recent news about Bruce Jenner last week about people commenting about Bruce. Saw tons of supportive stuff.
Yep.
And I wanted to find something that was not so supportive. So I'm not singling out Steve Harvey, but he was the first one who came up.
Okay.
And there wasn't a lot of unsupportive stuff. Steve Harvey said about Bruce, quote, "Everybody says it's the bravest thing they've ever seen, so that's the politically correct thing to say. I can't wrap my mind around it at all. Zero. I have no concept of what that means. Nothing negative. He has every right to live his life the way he want to, but I can't come in the house and make that announcement to my wife, to my children. Nothing."
Yeah, well, I mean, first off, it's not for Steven. Obviously, they're asking him a question. He's given his opinion. We all have it. That's not his life. So it's going to be difficult for him to understand it. It's difficult for me to understand it. But that's only because I don't know much about this world. And I think one of the things, if I were Steve and I did get interviewed, I'd say I don't really know enough about it to kind of pass any type of judgment or comment. More power to him. I think Bruce, I watched the interview. He seems the freest that I've ever seen him.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about that. And I think we're going to be educated by this.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt this summer. The one thing I like to cue in on this, he has every right to live the life the way he want to, but I can't come in the house and make that announcement to my wife, to my children. Steve, it's your shitty kid. It is. This is it's not. Right. I'm sorry, Steve, can you make the announcement about the war in Iraq to your children, about Central African Republic or genocide in South Sudan? There are horrible things happening all over the world.
Yeah.
Horrible things. Can you talk to your children about those?
Yeah.
Because those are a hell of a lot worse than Bruce saying he's more comfortable as a woman.
I think he's trying to say, I couldn't come home and tell my family that about me.
No. He's saying, I can't come in the house and make that announcement to my wife and my children. I interpret it as, how does he tell that to his family?
But as him...
No. How does he tell the story from Bruce? How does he say, hey, this man on TV decided to become a woman? That's how I interpreted that.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of people use this. A lot of people say, like, oh, how am I supposed to tell my kid about this controversial thing? It's your shitty kid. You figure it out. I think that's like a Louis C.K. bit. It's like...
I love Louis C.K.
It's not my kid. You know? It doesn't impact this kid at all.
Yeah.
Tell him. How do you tell your kids about sex? How do you tell your kids about genocide? I mean, not to ramp up the seriousness a lot. But seriously, there's horrible things going on in the world.
Sure.
Bruce transitioning is not one of them.
Yeah.
that is not on the radar of horrible things.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about,
and
Steve?
It's not necessarily an announcement. If you don't know anything about it, you don't make the announcement at your
house.
Exactly. You know? I mean, if it's something that really hits home and you think, this is going to affect my family, I need to go in and, as the man, make a blanket statement or so. You don't have to say anything.
And Steve Harvey, I mean, I have no idea about his parenting skills and can't comment on him, but anybody who says this kind of thing, it's like, hey, as a parent, I would hope that you just have an open conversation about everything with your child. Because when things like this happen, it is confusing. I'm totally with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am totally for Bruce doing this. And even I'm like, man, this is like kind of weird.
Right.
This is not something I would ever do. But that doesn't mean you can't do it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean if you have a kid, you can't, if the kid asks or at an appropriate age, you can't say, hey, listen, here's the deal. This is the way that, some people are happier, blah, blah, blah. It's a simple conversation.
The African-American community, though, is not one that is very open. So they're not even open to what's happening. They're not open to talk to their family
or
friends or anybody about any of this stuff. So, you're missing a great opportunity. Raise your kid right.
So we did like 5 serious things on the Kardashians today.
What? That can happen?
I know. I'm going to get a psychologist in. I want to get a psychologist on this couch 1 week.
Right.
And talk about stuff and be like, hey, they're not treating the Kardashians, so we can't. This isn't a diagnosis, but I just want to talk about the issues because it's fascinating.
Sure.
These people are fascinating. When you get underneath the bullshit of the first 3 inches, when you dig a little bit deeper, it's a fascinating dynamic, man.
It is.
You coming back next week? We have spaces next week. People are out.
Hey, if the people want me, I'm coming back. Comment. Oh, yeah. All right. I'll be back.
Standing out. Hey, that's all the time we have this week on The Kardashians. We will be back next week. Until then, remember, hit subscribe on YouTube and iTunes, at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter. I am at Bobby DeMuro. Stefan is at I Am More Fire. You can tweet us, follow us, do all that. Comment on YouTube. We'll comment back. That's it this week, guys. We'll see you in 7 days on Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.